few years ago, I remember being at the Illinois State Fairgrounds, and there was a special presentation of all the different ways you can eat a invasive version of carp, a species of carp that came over from Asia, and it's infiltrating Illinois riverways and possibly threatening the Great Lakes. It was known as Asian carp, but now it's known as Kopi, the carp formerly known as Asian carp. And the state of Illinois is set to spend $600,000 on an ad campaign to get people to think about this new carp, Kopi, as something that is good and is appetizing. And I'll say, when I had it, it was fried. They also had like a pate they made. They had a variety of different ways that they were making it. And in particular, you've got shops like up in Chicago. It's a delicacy. Dirk's Fish Gourmet Shop in Chicago owner Dirk Fusick, he's been selling Kopi in burgers in a variety of other ways. And he says it's a pretty good taste.
There's no
fish.
Market for it at the moment. I mean, this thing, they're trying to create this market for it, and there just isn't at the moment, you know.
So creating this market for it, he says there isn't a market for it, and the state is set to spend about $600,000 on a campaign to get Illinois eaters excited about Kopi. But not everybody's excited about the $600,000 campaign here, and we're talking now with an individual from the Prairie Rivers Network, Robert Hirschfeld. He joins us with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. Robert, thanks for taking time. Your reaction to all of this?
Yeah, thanks, Greg, for having me. I appreciate it. Well, many of our state agencies are critically underfunded. So I look at this $600,000 and think, is this the best possible use for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to meet its mission of protecting and restoring Illinois' natural places and Illinois' fish and wildlife habitat? And, my opinion is I'm very skeptical. I have no real problem with eating carp or marketing it. I'm happy if any private enterprise can get that done. But, this has actually been, they've been trying to do this for a couple of years, and it hasn't really caught on. So the state of Illinois is calling it Kopi. Other states are not necessarily following suit. So it's not like this is a completely coordinated effort. What I'd like to see is the Illinois Department of Natural Resources focus on the problems with Illinois rivers that basically have, why have Illinois rivers been so degraded over the past decades, such that they allowed this invasive species to come in and thrive?
Again, we're talking with Robert Hirschfeld. He is with Prairie Rivers Network about the state set to spend $600,000 on a public awareness campaign to try to entice people to eat Kopi, which is the carp formerly known as Asian carp. Robert, again, a lot of places are going to be hearing about this. The taxpayers are going to be hearing about this. As I said, a couple of years ago, I went to an event at the state fair where they had different ways to make it up. You've got places like Dirk's up in Chicago that seem to welcome the idea of this ad campaign. But where do you think those $600,000 could be better used to help the habitats of these rivers and these waterways if it's not to try to, capture as many carp as possible and eat them up?
Well, there's already kind of a bounty on carp, and so they're pulling many, many carp out of the river, and that's not a bad thing either for the rivers themselves or to reduce the pressure for carp to move into new territory, including the Great Lakes. But it really depends on how we're defining the problem, and I kept hearing this kind of dissonance from the state of Illinois. On one hand, they're saying that marketing carp is the solution to the environmental problem of carp. And on the other hand, they're saying, you can't beat them, eat them. Well, which is it? Is this the solution, or can we not beat them? And so, what I really want to see is that addressing the reasons that our rivers and river habitat have been so degraded. And that's a couple things. It's that rivers have been cut off from their natural floodplains. Rivers have been dammed and channelized, and they are still being filled with toxic pollutants, many of which is coming from runoff from agricultural fields in Illinois. And so I think addressing those issues, how rivers have been badly mismanaged, and why we are still allowing them to be so badly polluted.
Robert, if people want more information about Prairie Rivers Network and the work you guys do, where can they find that?
You can go to our website, prairierivers.org. You can find us on Twitter at Prairie Rivers, and we're on Facebook as well. So if you go to our website, prairierivers.org, you can read what we say about coping. You can read our mission and what we're working all across Illinois to protect water, heal land, and inspire change.
Greatly appreciate your time. I imagine we may talk about this again in the near future. Again, that's Robert Hirschfeld with Prairie Rivers Network talking about the state's campaign costing $600,000 to essentially put out there to the public that Asian carp is no longer called Asian carp. It's now Kopi, and it's delicious, the campaign is hoping to get across. Robert, I greatly appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
It is Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WNBF.